Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we want to keep good things on our mind so we have a great, positive Christian mindset. It's the holiday season, and I want to encourage you to be kind this holiday season. I want to maybe present some opportunity to you and give you some awesome things you can do with some random acts of kindness ideas. So this is a list of 20 random acts of kindness you can do for someone this holiday season. If you are watching us on YouTube right now, if you're listening, I still appreciate you, absolutely. But if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see we're super festive. I got my Christmas cat shirt on. I have red and green background, all sorts of cool stuff for you. So if you haven't popped over to the YouTube channel, please check it out. That'd be super cool. But if you're a listener, I appreciate you. So yeah, Christmas obviously is a very busy time of year, and we can sometimes forget to be kind. Christmas is one of the most awesome times of year because you get to impact those you love and give gifts and have so much fun celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, and really just celebrating Him and the kindness He gave us. So we give gifts to other people to show that love to those we care about and we love. So I want to encourage you to give some gifts, do some random acts of kindness in this season. And I think it's going to be super beneficial to you if you show kindness to people. Sometimes being impatient and getting in line and you want to like just get out of the store because you're tired of being there and your kids are already throwing fits and things like that. It's all just crazy. It's all just crazy and you don't know what to do with yourself. But the good news is you can show some kindness to some people and be impacted by that kindness. Love being nice to people. It's super fun. So here's an idea. Put change on a vending machine randomly to give someone the money to buy something out of it. That would be an awesome way to really benefit others around you and show them you care without even really seeing it. But especially if you sit near a vending machine at work or something like that, you just leave some money there and someone finds some money, that's gonna be beneficial to them. So that's a cool idea. Next, hold the door open for someone. It's easy to do, but I love holding the door open for people. I go to a Quick Trip and I hold that door. Sometimes I'm holding that door for 2 minutes, but I like holding the door for people. So hey, come on in, enjoy the Christmas season, enjoy everything around you, and just hold the door for someone. Show them you love them and you care enough to hold the door. And here's another idea of a random act of kindness. Do a chore for someone without them knowing it. Like if you have a list of chores you do, your wife has a list of chores they do, your spouse, you might be a girl with a, I don't know, someone that has a list of chores that they normally do, take one of those, knock it off the list, and don't even say anything about it. If they say thank you, say my pleasure, but that's it. You know, do the Chick-fil-A responses. That's what I like to call that one. But definitely think of the opportunity you have there. That's so cool. I mean, you have a whole bunch of opportunities. The next one, return someone's cart at the store. There's a lot of people that don't like to do this, especially when it's cold outside. But hey, if you see someone that's unloading their cart and they're almost done and you're pulling your cart up, you can return that cart. That's a awesome random act of kindness that you could do for someone and show them some love. That's a definite one to use this season, especially. Here's another one. This one's great. I'm of course reading them because I couldn't memorize all these guys. Okay. But leave a letter for someone in a random place. Like, I love those videos. I don't know if you've seen them on TikTok, but they like hand someone a piece of paper and then they run off. By the time they open it, they read, "Hey, you're an awesome person. Keep going, keep doing it." Random act of kindness that is always super encouraging. And, you know, someone filmed it and somehow they don't see the camera, but it's rewarding. It's rewarding that person. You always see their countenance just lighten. So do that for somebody, man. That'd be cool. Here's another one. Call someone you love. That's a random act of kindness you can easily do. Call someone you love and tell them, "Hey, I'm super thankful for you. I know I don't maybe say that enough to you, but I love you and I appreciate everything you've done for me." It's so purposeful and impactful to have a purposeful conversation. It's so good to show someone that kindness on purpose and do that. So yeah, I said purpose a lot. Next, random act of kindness, super easy one. This is for anyone. You could do this one 50 times probably. Compliment someone. Compliment a friend. Compliment someone's nice cat shirt or whatever, you know, compliment someone's look, or, "Hey, you look great today," you know, something like that. If you say something like super enthusiastically to them and make them feel good, then they're probably going to be like, "Whoa, hey, thanks." They might not receive it well because they might not be ready to. They might have been thinking about something, but yeah, do it. Be friendly to someone. And I might give you more than 20. I have a huge list here, so I'm just gonna keep talking until it's not fun anymore, okay? But here's another one. I love this. A random act of kindness you could show is let someone go ahead of you in line. I mentioned this, I think, in the start of the show. It's random, but you can let someone go ahead of you in line, even if they have more stuff. Don't let the person with one item go ahead of you. I know, that's easy sauce. You gotta do the hard stuff. So that person that has a cart full of stuff, but they have something going on that obviously is after this, and you're not rushing anywhere, well, go ahead and let that person go in front of you. Try it, you might like it. Let that person go in front of you and show them some kindness. Random acts of kindness is what we're talking about, obviously. Buy someone some ice cream, especially if it's a little kid. Man, giving a little kid some ice cream just makes their day. It's like, or cut someone in line. I saw that video on TikTok too, where someone just cuts someone in line and pays for their groceries. And it's like, cut someone in line and pay for their stuff. Like, do it. Like, if you're gonna cut a line, pay for their stuff. You know, that's the way. Nobody's gonna complain if you cut up there, be like, "Hey, yeah, this too, ring it up." And man, what a cool opportunity. Here's another a random act of kindness for you to be able to do is set the table for dinner. When you go to your family gathering, or even if you're just at home and you don't normally do this, set the table. And have a meal together on purpose with people. That's a random act of kindness, because you're going to show love to those people that you sit down with, and it's going to be meaningful and awesome. What a great way to celebrate Christmas and show kindness to someone randomly. Send a card to our service member, the people that serve our country in the military, and anyone in any line of service. Tell them thank you. One of the coolest things I saw the other day was when we were at the chili cook-off downtown, and there were a few cops there with their bikes parked, and they were letting some kids just look at their cop bikes, which is super cool. They're just letting the kids. I saw a random woman say, "Thank you for your service, and you know, thank you for being here." And I'm like, whoa. Like, she went out of her way just to say thank you to a member of someone who is serving the area. And when was the last time I even thought to do something like that? I was like, what? I feel kind of bad. But just think about it. Next, do the drive-through, pay it forward. It's my favorite. If you go through a drive-through, pay for this person behind you. Do it. You know, I always ask, and how much is the person, you know, paying before, you know, behind me? Because if it's over 50, I can't do it. I mean, maybe I should this holiday season, but yeah, if it's under that, I'm gonna say yes. I almost always ask just to find out, and then I'm like, oh, can I pay for that for them? And then don't take it. Don't take the food. Like, oh, we're together, so it was a double order. No, don't say that. Don't take their food. Don't do that mean thing. But just let them get their food and let it be paid for. Do that. That's a random act of kindness for you to practice this holiday season. Donate outgrown or unused clothes. Whoa. I just said a big one because some of us like to hold on to our clothes. Some of us like to keep things we shouldn't maybe keep, but that's an idea. Share it with someone who needs it. Give it to someone who needs it. Give it to Goodwill. If you can give it to, like, there's a local like place that gives things to people and like actually gives them to people they know are in need, and they try to share the gospel with them. I love that place, and that's where I'll donate my stuff more often than like if I know it's usable and good than to Goodwill. So, but not, I'm not saying Goodwill's bad or anything. If Goodwill's what you got, donate it. I just donated a bag of my kids' toys to Goodwill. I didn't really feel bad about it. Anyway, tell a manager how good your service was. The next time you go into a restaurant, hey, can I talk to your, like, even say it like that. Say it like you're mad, because that's fun when the manager gets to the table expecting to get, you know, something went wrong, something was bad. When they get to the table and they find out you want to give your waitress kudos or your waiter, like, an extra, hey, high five, you did a freaking great job today. That doesn't go unnoticed. That does not go, you know, over and like, oh man, they wasted my time by telling me my person did something bad or did something good. It's like, no, everyone loves to hear good news. So tell them, hey, you did a freaking great job today. But yeah, that would be a great one. Here's another one. Call a friend you haven't seen in a while and just say, how are you doing? If you just call them and you're like, hey, you got some time to talk? Awesome. How are you doing? And you just listen to them. You know, open up and give them a shot to just kind of unload maybe some worry or something they have on. Give them a call and give them an opportunity. That's an awesome random act of kindness you could show someone. One of the coolest things that you can do is, man, donating coloring books and crayons to like a children's hospital. You can go to the hospital and read and see if you can volunteer. You can go to like a nursing home and show people love that maybe don't have anyone close to them right now. Find a way to show someone some extra that might feel alone or forgotten this Christmas, and show them that they're not alone and they're not forgotten. And do all this with the purpose in mind that you don't want any payback. You don't want anything to come back out of it except for the kindness to spread to others around, for the kindness to come back and impact you. I shared about kindness on a recent episode, and I still think it's so impactful. I'm never going to stop loving what kindness can do for so many people. So I hope this episode has been impactful and helpful to you. If it has, share it with someone and share a random act of kindness or four with someone this holiday season. Thank you so much. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas and have a wonderful and blessed day. What's up, guys? I wanted to talk to you really quick about a brand that I got to be an ambassador of, and it's Emmaus Apparel. This shirt right here is Emmaus Apparel. They're a great company based on having gospel conversations with people and repping Jesus with your clothing. Let them know that I sent you by using coupon code REMY, Remy, in the checkout. You can find the link to their site attached either in my bio or commented on this video. I just wanted to let you know how awesome their apparel is. You can also scan the QR code on your screen. Go check it out now because it's pretty awesome, guys. They have a ton of different cool shirts and pieces of apparel. They have some cool stickers and they drop new products pretty often. Go check them out. Please let them know that I sent you by using code Remy for 15% off in the store. And go shop now. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. If you'd like to help support us, share this episode with someone you feel can benefit, and make sure to share every episode. Also, if you check us out on YouTube and other social media platforms, that would help as well. Remember to share this episode with a friend. Thank you.